Guillermo Zeladon, south of Road 225A, 125 feet east of Road 38C, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Yes, my name is Dave Stevenson, 509 South Walnut in Milford, here to represent Mr. Zeladon.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm representing Mr. Zeladon, who lives in Washington. I was the contractor for the project. The request is fairly straightforward, asking to accept front porch as constructed, which turned out to be a variance issue. I'll explain that in 1 second. I'd just like to pass around a before and after picture. The old porch was riding off the house, which is approximately 100 years old. Mr. Zeladon requested we build a new porch. We previously had done permits with the county where we have submitted our permit application, our building plans, along with a survey that would show the location of the property. If there was a setback issue, we would learn it up front. Turned out the requirements changed and the setbacks aren't checked till the end now. So we messed up. The project was built, and we wound up with a 4-foot setback. The new porch, there are two parts of the porch, the deck and the post and roof. The post and roof are the same front setback as the old porch, which had been there for about 100 years. The deck extends an additional 3 feet. The porch was only 7 feet deep, and the customer, Mr. Zeladon, wanted 10 feet to have a little more room to put furniture. We also extended the width of the porch. You've got the before and after pictures. Really nothing else to say. We made a mistake. We're asking to accept the porch as built. As I said, the roof is at the same as the old setbacks, and the deck, while a little bit further out, is also under 30 inches in height and not particularly objectionable from a visual standpoint.
Okay. What is the name of your company?
One Call Services. We're out of Lewis.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we take 9732 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 9732 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. With that means there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning to see if a decision was made.
I think I'll call in tomorrow morning.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much for your consideration.
Yes, sir.